Listen, the tiny instant that you would keep and make eternal passed away in heaven too soon for anything to notice it had come. What disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Only in the past, an ancient past, too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time, that not one note in heaven's song was missed. Yet in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment, and in all belief in sin, is that one instant still called back, as if it could be made again in time. You keep an ancient memory before your eyes, and he who lives in memories alone is unaware of where he is. There's a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten. Are you with me? There's a place in you that will represent the basic teaching that we want to offer you in this. May I come in? May I come in here? There are going to be some other guests coming in with us here, because we're going to teach the idea of the individual power of now. Yes, and there you may be seeing some faces here now, and that'll be fine, because what we're going to do, okay, is the idea of presence of ourself within shortening the time distance between what we believe we must do and the idea of now, in comparison with what we intend to do. All right? Now you listen with me. Listen to what this actually says. There's a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten, where no memory of sin and of illusion lingers still. There's a place in you which time has left, and echoes of eternity are heard. There is a resting place so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son, where both abide, are they remembered, both, and where they are is heaven and his peace. I want to remind you that the idea that there's a peaceful place within you now, all right, or a particular song, that you may notice we're going to do some particular songs about echoes and shadows and me. And this is one of them that was picked out by someone who is coming back just for a moment to remind you of this. And you're going to hear it coming in here in just a moment.
We three, we're all alone, living in a memory.
Who are you?
My echo. My shadow.
Is this all right? You recognize my voice on this? Here.
We three. We're not a crowd. We're not even company.
Tell me.
My echo. My shadow. And me.
silvery moonlight that shines aboard. I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is the one I love?
We three
will wait for you. Even till eternity, my echo, my shadow, and me.
We three, we're all alone. Seem like we're living in a memory. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we ain't no crowd. Fact is, we ain't even company.
In a particular way,
that's my echo.
We intend to teach
my
here
shadow
and now.
And me.
All right. That is, the time involved,
you know,
in this. Listen.
What good is the moonlight? That silvery moonlight.
That shines above.
That shines way, way up above.
I'm going to tell you all about what we're doing
here. Yeah, I walk with my shadow. I talk with my echo. But where is that gal that I love?
Wait for you, even till eternity, my echo, my shadow, and me.
Let's look together at the mystery of an entirely different world. The secret of salvation is but this, that you are doing this unto yourself. No matter what the form of the attack, this will still be true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth, you listen. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering that you feel, this is still true. For you would not react at all to figures in a dream you knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may, they could have no effect on you unless you fail to recognize that it's your dream. Let's look. This single lesson learned will set you free from suffering, whatever form it takes. The Holy Spirit will repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to Him, He will make answer with this very simple truth. For this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. The form affects His answer not at all, for He would teach you but the single cause of all of them, no matter what their form. And you will understand that miracles reflect this very simple statement. I'm going to do it. I have done this thing to myself, and it is this that I intend to undo in the action of changing my mind. What we've been what we've been trying to do, okay, is impress on you the idea of here and now. Now, the particulars by which we intend to teach this are very obvious to all of you, very simply because we are teaching the totality of the admission of what? That you're causing it. Now, the idea that you're causing it may not have any particular appeal to you at this time, but then if you're going to look at it, okay, and when I came in here, I presumed to accept the idea of a particular time and place in which I could represent, and those of you who saw this last hour video, the resurrection of Jesus, are aware that it's possible for us to appear and disappear within a relationship of space-time, all right? Now, the idea that I'm causing it would be important in a very fundamental way, very simply because I am causing it. Now, the notation that I can blame somebody else from it are a natural proceeding in the idea of the utilization of the energy that I intend to offer you in the idea a little later on, beside using the power of now, which incidentally is a great book, I'm going to be using the idea of quantum entanglement. Now, this one. Quantum entanglement is a fundamental idea of the capacity to teleport. Okay? Now, what I actually am offering you is my certainty that you're actually teleporting right now. It doesn't seem as though you are. It seems as though if I want to go over there, I'm going to have to take a particular time element and use it. Now, I can read you about teleporting. I'm tempted to. All right? Now, the idea of complicating the notation of the reflection of light, all right, that actually are not concerned about the speed of light itself would be an indication that you would be willing to accept from me. Now, say to me now.
Now.
Oh, no. But yet what seemed to happen just then, and I saw you there, Juby. Yeah, okay. The idea that you would be present with me in the idea that there's a variation in what we intend to do are very simply why you're here. Now, both of those sentences, all right, have been said, okay, but the fundamental admission that you'll keep objecting to is the basic idea that the decision to perform this is yours alone. Okay. In other words, basically what I'm saying, okay, is there's only going to be oneself. Okay? There's nothing I can do about the fact that you're going to be yourself. Now, the idea of the power of now, and this book is filled with it, are nothing but ideas that you had concerning an alternative that appeared to be within you, where you constantly had to choose not to accept what appeared to be happening to you in a form of judgment, all right, but simply allow a single source of reality to be what you are. Let's listen. Just for a minute, let's listen to remind you of actually what we're reading here. All right? The power of decision to be yourself is yourself. The power of decision to be yourself is yours to make. That was better. That was better. Could you see that? Now, there's a notation of light out there, okay, from someone who wants to bring this into focus here by admitting that he is responsible for what he's seeing. And he's getting the effect of his own life. Now, is it important that he says it? It may be. It may be important. In other words, You already appear to have trapped me in the idea that there's other figures of body formulation in holographs of reality that are representing various distances in space-time in what we are going to attempt to do. Now, what we're really offering you in the idea, and I'm using entanglement here now, is the idea that a combination of our minds can offer us single solutions if it's in fact true, and it is in fact true, that we all come from the same source. Now, most Homo sapiens can agree that somewhere, apparently not here, apparently we're not from here, and that's part of the teaching, but we are from somewhere here where we all know for sure that we come from a common source, and that's really what we're saying. We're coming from a common source. Are you disturbed at the idea you're going to have to call it God? Why would you be disturbed by God? You have notations of you of alteration of judgment in which you're getting reflection of light that disturb you in space and time, very simply because if there's billions of stars and billions of romances? There's a song.
And now is the hour when we must say goodbye.
You love to come into the idea of performing this with me, don't you? I'm going to offer you acceptance of myself and the idea of now and here, of here and now. Time, as we say on this video, is a sleight of hand. What's actually occurring in time can be a part of any cycle of time that stretches for this, 40,000 years? Okay? The universe is 15,000 million years old, and the 40,000 years you're talking about will be the distance between the beginning and the end of what you want to see about it.
You'll find me waiting.
Good. Good. Did you see what's going on around here? This is Juby. She met her at the beginning of this program. But I want you to see the value that can come from ideas of length of time in which we appear to be in one place and can teleport to another place. Now, the idea of teleportation is contained in the notation that time itself is a sleight of hand. That is, here I am, know I'm gone. Now, the idea that I'm gone would be very obvious to you. Here, I came in here, and here's a bunch of people coming, and they're all singing and happy because they know the time element that they're in is up, and they're going to be able to leave this place. Now, you listen with me about what this says about this, will you please? Listen. The revelation that the Father and the Son are one will come in time to every mind. Yet is that time determined by the mind itself, not taught? The time is set already. It appears to be quite arbitrary, yet there is no step along the road that anyone takes but by chance. It has already been taken by him, although he has not yet embarked on it. For time but seems to go in one direction. We but undertake a journey that is over, yet it seems to have a future still unknown to us. Time is a trick, a sleight of hand, a vast illusion in which figures come and go as if by magic. Yet there is a plan behind appearances that does not change. Why? The script is written. When experience will come to end your doubting has been set, for we but see the journey from the point at which it ended, looking back on it, imagining we make it once again, reviewing mentally what has gone by. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here in about 3.5 minutes. Actually, it's longer than that. It's a continuing length of time that will already be over. In other words, the video that you saw, did you celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with me? Okay. Did you have a book about the idea of the presence of you in the condition that you're in? Oh, sure. Yeah. In other words, the appearance and disappearance of Jesus, what you call Jesus, you could call him anything you wanted to. What I'm concerned about is the manner in which you set the terms by which you want to offer solutions in the immediacy of, though it hasn't happened yet, it's already happened. All right? Here, let's say, here, you come here. Come here. I'm going to use you here. Sit down. Here. Now, the idea that you sat down there, all right, was a future reference which is now past. Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, it's past. Oh. Now, everything that you're doing within this framework of time will be an indication of what has already occurred. All right? Now, the music you're hearing in the background, all right, and it's going to be some nice march music, okay, are indications of the possibility that you and I together can decide the outcome that we want within our faculty of time. Now, the idea that you and I are going to agree to support a particular effort out in the universe are why we're here. Can you see that with me? Now, the notation of an alteration of a physicalness in the vision of the conception of myself will allow me, perhaps, to see the variation that can occur in what I want to see. Now, in the next half hour, I intend to do a little what you call teleportation. That is, I'm going to offer you the idea that you may appear to be sitting in this chair, but you've already left it. Now, the idea that you're able to do it within a factor of your mind will allow you to teleport in the idea of here and now, all right? Now, is there about teleportation in this? Oh, sure. The idea that the music you're going to hear in this interval may surprise you, okay, with the presence of now. The presence of here and now will take from you and show you a light vision, all right? Okay, of here in this book. The power of now is filled with that. The only time there can possibly be is now. Now, to you it looks like it's already over or hasn't yet happened. Yet actually the instantaneous happening of it are the appearance and disappearance of a vision of a notation in which you'll be able to share with me. You'll be able to share it with me. Now, I hope I'll be seeing you soon. I hope I'll be seeing you soon. Now, I use the idea of soon to shorten the time element in which you would have come in to this frame, as you saw in that first 28 minutes. The people that were there have come into a place where they've decided to reassociate themselves, okay, as Homo sapiens, with the certainty that there's a new continuum of time that they can see.
And then time may go, but oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going on a long, long way. In time, the rockets may crumble.
Yeah. I'm going to come back and do another half hour. Is that all right? Well, love is here to stay. I got Ellis coming in. Ellis, she wanted to sing it. Are you ready? Here.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone
and the movies
that we know
may just be passing fancies,
and in time may go. But who knows, oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're
going a long, long way.
Going a long, long way.
We got good reflections of light going on here.
Time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
They're only made of clay.
They're only made of clay.
Our love is here to stay.
Our love is here to stay.
Tess Lewis. You guys are in high appreciation of great classical music. It's good. Ah.
But oh, my dear, our love is here.
There they are.
Together we're
going. Can you see them? Can you hear them?
In time, the rock is made.
These are memories that you have in your mind.
They're only made of me.
Because now,
forever and a day.
Here.
Our love is here to stay.
Huh. I'm right here with the power of the idea of now. Now, it would seem to you, for example, that when I came back in here, that no time had actually elapsed. And if it had, you may look at it as 5 or 6 minutes in which we did a song. What I want to tell you is, it can be any length of time that you want within your idea, if it is true that time itself is not sequential. Okay? Now, that means very simply, if you'd like to look at it with me, that it's not either past, no, it's not future, no, and it's not a comparison of past and future. What is it?
Here and now.
It's here and now. Notice that I used an idea. All right, this is incidentally in the power of now. Okay, I'm using the idea of a present condition that you can find yourself in an experience that it's possible for you to have within the power of your mind that is actually not going to be connected to the figures of your body identity at all. Now, because it seems to be connected to it, you use in reductions of cause and effect relationship effects of your mind that actually have no virtually no meaning at all. They're always in between, and this is important now. This is important in the power of now. You see that? The only time there can possibly be, and this isn't too difficult for you, is now. Now, your immediate response to me is, well, that's over. Well, it's not over now. It's over now. All right. Now, the idea then you will anticipate it, I just did for you in the factor of the idea of anticipation within your mind, all right? So when you find the present, all right? Now, I'll do a setup for you here where someone is going to come in and say some lines for you here, all right? Now, here, you understand, all right, that in the book in which he tells the power of now, he can make an appearance, and this is what you're seeing in the holograms of light that we're trying to represent to you. Now, I want you to watch this. Will you watch this with me? Huh? Watch it with me. The idea of time can release as well as imprison your mind, depending on whose interpretation of it you use in finding the here and the now. Past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. you can perceive them as continuous and make them so for you, but do not be deceived and then believe that this is how it is. For to believe reality is what you would have it be, according to your use for it, is delusional. Why? You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purposes. You would anticipate the future on the basis of your past experience and plan for it accordingly. You listen, yet by doing so, you are aligning past and future and not allowing the miracle which could intervene between them to work the miracle in which you can combine your past and your future into a single incidence of time. And we call that being born again. What I'm going to do for you is allow you an idea that it's possible for me. I'm considered to be an advanced teacher, okay? I'm considered to be somehow a master in the idea of a variation of the effects that are going on with me. Now, is there something unique about me in the idea of here and now? The only thing that could possibly be unique about me is the idea that I'm going to, in just a moment, be sitting down there in that, and you will compare it with my standing up here. Now, what I'm telling you is there's actually no comparison except the distance by which we would come in to a factor of the idea of energy in what we would call here and now. All right, now, here's the problem you have. You like the idea that there's a past and a future that you can come present with. The simple fact of the matter is that there isn't any past or future. Okay, that is, in this notation. In other words, what occurs in, what's that fellow's name?
Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle. Yeah, I was with him. I spent some time with him. Okay, he remembers very well going back 70 years or 80 years to ideas or incidences where we had problems with notations of fighting battles or wars that we wanted to participate in, that we were successful in, but when we were successful, somebody else failed. Now, the idea that nobody fails is very difficult for you, because if you didn't have somebody fail, you wouldn't have any conflict. You see that? Now, actually what happens is, in the teaching of the power of now, is that the distance between your past and your future relationship is actually nothing. I'm going to try it again with you. The idea that you can, from a holographic notation, go out into a distance of time and effect in which you would be able to see an idea of yourself are actually how the resurrection occurred on this last video that you saw. In other words, here, the idea that you intend to, let's say you're going to love the guy sitting in the chair. Come here. Yeah, remember too? Yeah, come here. You can sit down here. Now, the idea that you're thinking about you and I being together in body allows us to process data, all right, of the idea of thought in our mind that's actually not connected to a reflection of our hologram of light at all. There is no connection. The entire nature of this is that it's an illusion within the concept of what you would call space and time. Now, you know, for example, that there's a billion stars out there. And you know that there's a million galaxies, and you know that the little level that you're at here, okay, is only a reflection of what you're getting in your life. Now, yeah, yet when I just performed that with you in this power of now, and I understand this is one of the top sellers. I'm called the old man. I've been here a very long time. We have been here since the initiation of the idea of being human, because it's impossible if we had, should I teach, if we drew pictures on cave walls, guys, okay, we draw pictures of stories that we want to tell each other about the notation that it's possible for us to engender the idea that the picture we're going to draw, all right, can be discovered 6,000 years ago, and that what I'm offering you and what he offers you in the now book, okay, will be 6,000 years. Now, the song that you're hearing coming up now is a good indication, okay, of the possibility, okay, that the idea, all right, that I have a thought in my mind about a feeling of gratification. That is, okay, for no reason at all, I may suddenly become very happy. And the reason is, I don't have to compare it with what I believe is my friend or my enemy. Can you see this with me? It's not necessary that I do it. I can perform acts, all right, of ideas of myself that will represent moments of entire disappearance. Now, obviously, if I resurrect, and this is this last video that you saw, that's now getting a lot of publicity. And the reason it's getting publicity is that when you discover it, you're not here. Not only are you not here, but you can have a memory of never having contacted the idea of this and be invited to come back in to the idea. And this I did, okay, in the idea of quantum teleportation. Okay, now I'm going to read you a little quantum teleportation, because it says very simply, all right, that the power of my mind to engender images of thought patterns that I have are natural within my tendency to offer conflict, okay, in the idea of separation. Okay, now, what it really says is this, all right, the idea that there's conflict in my notation would be inevitable, because I'm going to have to arrange that there's something in my mind that is not totality of the location that I find myself in. This is what we read yesterday in Sermon on the Mount. What we read you yesterday was Jesus saying you're going to have to love your enemy, you're going to have to perform all of those acts. And the reason is because you're singular, and that the projection of your mind, okay, that allows you to set up a factor of a variation in light, you're actually performing now. Can you see that? When we did this, I'm going to show it to you, because I want you to see it with me. Come here. Here, watch. Now, here's the idea that you're going to go and sit in this chair. Now, what I'm going to do is sit in the chair and observe myself sitting in the chair in correspondence with myself. Actually, nothing is happening. What I really am is the distance between the idea of the action at the speed of light with what I want to appear as. Yet at the speed of light, if it's going to take me 140,000 years, even at the speed of light, to get out there, nothing is actually happening. Actually, all I'm really doing, in case you're interested, and you must be, or how did you get this far, is offer you the entirety of a reflection of light, all right? And that's why you got that nice music playing in the background. It's a little classical, but the idea that you got some good classical music doesn't really harm you. And the idea, we're in Austria, the idea of the variations in what you call ideas of the power of your mind, there's nothing at all new about it. Okay, there's no way There's no way that you are not using your mind to organize ideas of the concept of yourself in regard to your body formulation. What this book emphasizes is what you call the ego, what you call a comparison of yourself in yourself. None of you is true. That is, it wouldn't make any difference what you did in that regard, because the notations about you will always only be over. Now, the idea that they're not yet, are how you ensure the faculty that you have a capacity to die, so that you may use the notation within you, and Jesus does this, Jesus died for our sin. Now, the idea that he's going to die physically in a body form could well be true, but the idea of alive or dead in a physical body association couldn't possibly mean anything. If you remember, when I performed, back in 1945, and they wanted me to remind you of it, I had an act of where I was dedicated to the idea of overcoming an enemy, all right? And that was very real in my mind, And I overcame him. It's somewhere in the process of doing it, in the process of the action of my mind, it occurred to me that I could not have examined in its entirety the idea of the faculty of the conflict that I felt. That is, now, without getting into the idea that there's a singular reality, without getting into the idea there's only going to be one source of us no matter what we do, because there was no manner, and this is in the Now book, that I can actually facilitate it, except from the science evidence that the reflection of light can change very suddenly right in front of me for no apparent reason. That's actually what this little book about entanglement has to say. Now, science fiction has been so many people appearing here, including Jesus, including the idea that you're suddenly going to make an appearance here for no apparent reason. Shall I tell you why? There's no reason why you have to. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, except that he will be unable to observe you, except in the limitation that he is imposing when I came in here with you on the idea that sitting here now in this chair is an entirely different idea of what will be sitting there in the future and what is sitting there in the past. Because actually, it's sitting there in the future and the past simultaneously. Now, if that's true, it would have to be the distance between the act of coming here. Now, if I'm teaching you action of your mind without regard to perceptual observation of what you think you're doing. Can you get that? Here, in other words, suppose, for example, that I'm going to be reasonable with you, and I'm going to tell you that somehow we're going to be able to perform acts. Actually, they couldn't possibly have any meaning, and you know they couldn't. And all this book says, this one here teaches you about your ego, is that the concept you have of yourself has absolutely nothing to do with what you are, because it has nothing to do with anything. Now, the idea that the concept of yourself is going to be singular in your own mind are the manner, and we teach this as forgiveness, or the idea of forgiveness, in the notation of what you want to do. Now, you listen with me just for a little bit. This will be like that last hour that you saw, but I want you to get a little comparison in how it works with sudden reappearances in new cycles of time in which the variation will be obvious. Listen with me. There's a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten, where no memory of sin and of illusion lingers still. There's a place in you which time has left, and the echoes of eternity are heard. There's a resting place so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son. Where both abide, are they remembered, both. And where they are is heaven and is peace. How about that? They told me I just read that. Now, the idea that I just read it are obviously not possible, because the only time I could really read it is now. Now, what organizes itself out in the galaxy are different places that you can go to, because there's actually no concern about the time element at all. That is, I don't care how much time it's going to take, it's the place that you come to where the value lies. It's going to be the place and the idea of the value of where you are in the power that is now in a hologram, all right, in a notation of the idea of picturing anew, a variation that's a power of your mind for me to express how much I actually love you. Now, the idea that I got this responsibility of teaching it, all right, can make you happy or can make you sad, can distract you. You can tell me there are two things here to value, but when you look out in the universe, there's something fundamentally wrong with the idea that there could be more than love. And more than love will be what fear is. And the conflict that you feel will be the idea of the enemy who is there with you. Now, you'll notice that you saw, all right, in the idea, those first 50 lessons, okay, that you saw that series of 50 lessons that were on here, and you saw them again. That's how important and how much emphasis we put on the notation that it's happening now, regardless of what you think is going to happen. That is, there's no value in the idea of your concept of yourself at all. And that is what the power of now says. In other words, the only time you can possibly do it is going to be now. Okay? The only time you can possibly do it is going to be here and now. Turn and look at the other guy next to you, and suddenly you're going to recognize him. Now, you may not know how you know him. Don't worry about that. There's only going to be now, and there's only going to be here, and there's only going to be you in the self of yourself. In the self that is yourself.